Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB Darogi. This week, Galilean Crossing by Pauline Barmby. The courier had to be you. You're the smallest and need the fewest consumables. Your rocket pilot skills are useless now. On Earth, you grew up skating. Indoors, canals never freeze anymore. Trying to catch your longer-limbed friends. Of course you agreed. Bright Ganymede slingshots across the sky. The stars stare from behind it. The sun rises and sets. Jupiter looms, invisible but always there in the radio's crackle and the tidal lock that keeps your side of Europa forever turned away. You skate on. Malware crashed the base's jump rockets, drove their rovers into crevasses, and bricked the comm satellites. It left the life support systems intact. Earth could provide only software updates and sympathy. Europa bases Alpha and Beta, total population 20, were on their own. Half a world apart, the two bases devise an intermittent comm relay using an ancient Europa clipper. Your teams swap make-dos and fix-its. From Beta, bad news. Moni has leukemia. She swears she was careful in her Jupiter-side expeditions, wore her rad armor faithfully. Doesn't matter now. Their medic says he can pull off a bone marrow transplant. Joachim at Alpha is a compatible donor, and he readily consents. What remains is to get the precious stuff from his body into Moni's, 4,000 kilometers away. That's your mission. Billy fashions skates. Sergei constructs a sharpening tool and demonstrates its use. Ayani builds a sledge from spare rover parts. Dai devises navigation protocols using Ganymede, Callisto, and the stars. Everyone crowds into the airlock to see you off. You blink back tears as you take your first, slow, choppy steps, speeding up to a steady glide as you try not to think about never seeing them again. When the base disappears over the horizon behind you, and the radio fades to static, you bite your lip. A few drops of blood are less of a navigational hazard than tears. Maintaining a steady pace on the smooth ice is absurdly easy. Keeping yourself from flying away is the bigger challenge. The years of lunar training and the mass of the sledge serve to anchor you. You sleep when you must, stretched out on top of the sledge with a thermal blanket over your spacesuit and the container of Joachim's frozen marrow beneath you. If only your mother could tuck you in, as she did after every race you didn't finish. Your open maps are ephemeral. The landscape changes as Jupiter kneads the ice and pulls on the ocean beneath. This 8-meter crevasse was not on your map, and you can't spare the consumables to detour. You consider dismantling the sledge to build a rickety bridge, recalling documentaries of porters crossing the long-gone Kumba icefall. Even a flimsy bridge would probably bear your weight in this gravity. You smack your helmet in annoyance. At 0.14G, you can jump across and then winch the sledge. Using the plasma torch, you melt ice into a practice ramp. You estimate your longest test jump at 9 meters, although it's hard to judge distance after you hit your head in a clumsy landing. Gritting your teeth, you dig your skates in and accelerate toward the crevasse. Without the sledge to hold you down, it feels like flying long before you leave the surface. A memory. On the track, skating alone in the early morning, wind whistling through your helmet. The few seconds of true flight are over almost before they begin, and you glide for a full kilometer before the adrenaline ebbs and you turn around. It's easy to imagine that Jupiter is just over the horizon, even though you know the Terminator is 500 kilometers away. You're jolted from daydreaming by a vibration under your skates. A few chunks of ice fly overhead. A meteoroid. Gasping, you wonder if you should have ducked. But no human reflex is a match for kilometers per second impact velocities. You skate on. When your food runs low and your glycogen stores deplete, the hallucinations begin. Your mother running along the edge of the track. Your teammates lapping you yet again. While you are considering what to say to these visitors, Your left blade catches in a rut and you tumble across the ice, sledge tether dangling. Your suit hisses as air escapes. The cold slashes in to freeze your left forearm. The failsafes activate, giving you just enough time to slap on a patch. When the nerves thaw, your fingers scream, far worse than that race pile up when you took a slash to your palm. Your hand is useless, your oxygen is low, 20 laps to go in the marathon and you've already been lapped 6 times. Your throat aches from howling, and your every muscle cramps. You could just quit, like in your races. You gather up the sledge, and after a frantic hunt, the precious box of frozen marrow. You skate on. A crackle, and then a voice sounds in your helmet, and you shake your head to clear the hallucination. Lights flash in front of you, bright red against the muted gray-blue. A suited figure reaches out to grasp the sledge. You shove them away. You haven't come all this way to have your precious cargo stolen now. The lights stop, and there's a clunk as the figure touches its helmet to yours.
It's me, Sonia. You made it. Just a few clicks.
Your head clears after Sonia attaches something to your suit.
Extra oxygen,
she explains. You let yourself be bundled onto the sledge so that Sonia can push you the rest of the way. The bumps and jerks jolt your bruises and your aching hand. The battered sledge slides into the airlock. The inner hatch opens. Faces surround you. Moni is pale, hollow-eyed, still alive. You've crossed the only finish line that matters. This has been Galilean Crossing, written by Pauline Barmby, and previously published in Analog. Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast. Before you go, be sure to swing by Manawaker Studios' online store, where you can snag both physical and digital copies of our books and games. Don't miss out on our latest release, Dangerous to Go Alone 2, another anthology of gamer poetry. Head over to payhip.com/manawaker or click the link in the show notes.